Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Adam in South Jersey. What's happening there, big boy? Adam, where you been, man?
I'm delivering the mail, bro. I mean, you know, I got things to do. Before I even get into the points here, I think I could speak for the whole New York, Jersey, Connecticut, Tri-State area when I say, Sal, you're a pain in the neck. You drive us nuts, but we love you. Take care of your business. Handle everything. New York will be here when you get back. Bro.
Well said. That, so, by the way, that's a good scout report on Sal.
So listen, BT, I'm going to bang on you a little bit here, all okay? Right. Stop walking around your office like a loser, BT. Get some belief here, will you? Listen, they're a better road team than they are a home team. They have been for probably 2 years now. Yeah, I actually have confidence they're going to go to Detroit and win this game tonight. And I have confidence they're going to go handle Detroit tonight because I think they're sick of hearing everybody, including you, saying that they're not good enough. And that's what I'm laying my hat on.
Right.
I'm laying my hat on JB wrapping those ankles up, being pissed off, Carl Anthony Towns being 7-for-8 from 3 points, and the Knicks win 120-105, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Stop walking around negative. Let's go.
Adam, I love it. I honestly love it. And then when you wake up from your little dream, it's the fourth quarter. It's a two-possession game, 3 minutes to go, and it's a slop fest.
Flip a coin.
Flip a coin. All right, there it is. The call of the day, BT and Sal here. Let's get back to you guys. 888-808-1019 is the number. John's in Comac. John, what's going on, bud? You're on The Fan. How are you?
Hey, BT. How you doing?
Good.
So my point that I want to bring up, well, first of all, John Soto, he just needs his confidence back. He's going to come back. You know it. He's going to be a monster. But the lineup right now is Francisco Alvarez. I don't know. I need Torrens in there. He's more clutch right now.
He's playing today. He's playing today, Torrens.
Yep, definitely. Let's see what happens. And then McNeil. McNeil, honestly, to me, he looks like he's an old man up there. The same ball that Acuna went after yesterday, it was the same ball that he went after in Friday night. And Acuna got there. We need those fresh legs, and you need Acuna in there because you got to keep that guy in the field. He's just going to be a monster. He's going to keep getting better and better. And bring Beatty back. Beatty needs to be on the field also, and you're going to see great things from him. And I think I'm done with McNeil.
Well, he's hitting 315 though, John.
Yeah, but I'm not a big stats guy, but I don't know. I just don't feel it. I'm not feeling it.
No, listen, John. I hear you on McNeil to an extent. Thanks for the call. Like if McNeil's not hitting, he's really not bringing anything to the table. I mean, average to maybe slight. He's probably average speed. You know, he's got some defensive versatility for sure, but you know he's not very bouncy. As evidenced by that play on Friday night, as soon as he got back, you got to make that play up the middle. I mean, it's not even up the middle. I mean, it's to your right to tick. I don't know. I still don't know how we didn't get that ball. That was crazy. And Acuna's looked good, you know, and I'm not surprised. With the little that I've seen last year, I'm like, I like him. I like the kid. I really do. Yeah, I mean, listen, the Mets lineup, I'm just looking at it now. You know, Lindor, Soto, Pete, it's going to be 1-2-3 all year. I think the interchangeable parts come like, or the biggest questions for me, what does Nimmo do and what kind of year does Vientos have? Vientos has shown some signs. All right, Nimmo has basically one good day and he's 0 for 1 today, so he's down to 214. I think Torrance is a great backup. I think if Alvarez is not doing the job, like he had an ugly at bat last night, just pretty non-competitive, just swung at a really bad pitch late and was in the dirt, if I recall. And, you know, Torrance, if he's got to start a little bit more than maybe the Mets envision, I think that that's fine. I like him. You know, Taylor in center, you know, I know he had a home run last night. I know he made the sick play the other night. You know, and he's fine. He's good if he's playing twice, but I don't want to run him out there every day. I mean, do I think that Taylor is a starting center fielder on a World Series type of team? I don't, unless the other parts are so amazing, and some of them are, but they won't be if some of the other components don't start to wake up. What happened on that play to right field to Soto? Did he just not come up throwing? Did I miss anything there, Pete? Anything that I need to know?
No, I just dropped in, and he was trying to deke the guy, and he just kind of ran it in rather than throw it. Nothing really crazy happened.
But did he catch it clean or no?
It wasn't a catch. It was very shallow, the ball, so he was far away from it. So he didn't come up throwing because there was nowhere to throw.
Gotcha. But the guy went to third base, no?
Yeah.
I mean, that seems like a pretty shallow ball to right field. I don't know if he should be going to third base.
I think he was on second base.
Well, I thought he was on first. I know our job, so I could be off on that. Or you could be. I thought he was on first, and I thought he went first to third. I just looked up, and I saw Soto. Looked like he wanted to unleash it, but he didn't. And I saw whomever's running the bases at this point for the Diamondbacks. I thought he was
Alec Thomas was on first base.
He was on first base, yeah. All right, I got to get a look at that play again. Let me get Corey in Stanford. What's up, Corey?
Hey, BT, what's going on? You know you're my radio guy, man.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate that.
Yeah. However,
warnings. Yes.
When it comes to what you said about them, you know, when outsiders speaking in New York, talking mad of New York, you know, you got to come together.
Yeah.
I got to make an exception when it comes to the Mets, because Mets fans, you know, they have a tradition where they go into Fenway Park and they start chanting an anti-Yankees theme.
Mm.
We all know what that is.
Yeah.
And I can't respect that. So when it comes to any other team except them, it just can't be.
You draw the line. You draw the line.
I draw the line, absolutely. Thanks, BC.
Oh, boy. I mean.
Let me hear your thoughts.
I feel like I disappointed you, Corey. But, I got to tell you what's in my heart here. I can't have Jason Worth, you know. Now, by the way, let me at least delineate. Is that too big of a word? Let me distinguish between what I said. Like, it's a little separate from just the Yankee Met thing.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
When I talk about the Worth and his comments about getting on Met fans who choose the Mets over the Yankees, he basically said, I can't respect them. What are they doing? They're idiots. Didn't call them idiots, but basically he was saying that. All I said was most of us pick our teams when we're young, and we don't gravitate to a team because of their pedigree or because they've got 19 retired numbers. That's not how most of us operate. We either have like a favorite player catches our eye. A uniform could be something as benign as that. Obviously, you know, more dads or granddads or uncles or big brothers, whatever it might be. So I was just saying that. Yeah, listen, if you don't want to defend the Mets, that's fine by me. Pete's in, how do you say that? How do you say that?
Wanacue.
That is a tricky looking word. What's up, Pete?
It is. Well, first of all, I want to thank you guys on the air. You guys are fantastic. You and Sal have a great banner. It's a friendly back and forth, so I really enjoy your show a lot. But
thank you.
I called to discuss Mikal Bridges, but in the meantime, I'm going to go on a tangent. You might get irked by this, but I am a Met fan who also roots for the Yankees. A little bit about how I did this. I grew up in the 60s. I saw Tom Seaver. My dad used to put me in front of the TV, so I loved the Mets. But my dad loved the Yankees. I could never root against his team. So I'd sit there, and if he liked the Yankees, I was happy if he was happy. So I never got to see the big bag Yankees, Mickey Mantles, and he used to tell me he was Cuban. So I used to see Louis Tiant in Cuba. Yeah. I used to see Lasorda. So he brought me up watching sports as a very young kid. So I saw Clyde Frazier when I was barely, you know, 7-8 years old.
Wow.
So I probably became a fan of the Mets. And he forced me to watch the Olympics. He said, this is every 4 years. So my dad really brought me up in sports, and that's how I became a fan. And because I'm a local guy, believe it or not, I love the Knicks, but I like the Nets too.
Pete, stop.
I know, it's crazy.
You put me in a tough spot. Because every instinct in my radio and my sports fandom body wants to bite your head off right now. And I want to annihilate you. But how can I do that when your dad sounds like such an awesome guy?
Well, listen, aren't we New Yorkers? Shouldn't we root for our teams? I'm not going to root for the Dodgers or the guys in the West. But plus, by the way, I saw the red, white, and blue basketball with Dr. J.
Yeah.
That was and a little black and white TV. Wow. And I said, this guy is crazy with his big afro. My dad said, watch the Buescher and Clyde and these guys. I admired the Dr. J. I said, this guy's crazy. Look at his long arms. And so he jumped off the gym. So I became a fan of that.
Is your dad still alive? Your dad still with us?
No, unfortunately, he passed a couple years ago.
I'm sorry, man. I got you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean,
so it's tough. I mean, I like what I like. Between the two, I'd rather have the Knicks and I'd rather have the Mets. But I say I don't have a problem with the Nets having a successful year. Good for them. I don't have any ill will towards any Net fans or Yankee fans.
Oh, now hold on. Hey. Now, Pete, we're getting a little nuanced here. I respect that. But that's different than rooting for both. Like, you cannot hate the other. But rooting? Let me ask you this. Here's the best way to ask. The Net one's the one that got me. So I know you're a Knick guy. I get it. Knicks are off, or Knicks are on the West Coast, and the Nets are playing whomever, and you're flipping through. Boom. Yes, Network. Oh, wow, the Nets are on. Oh, wow, they're playing the Bulls. Oh, wow, the Nets are up by 12. You stick with the game, and you're happy that the Nets are winning, or are you just like,
I'm happy. Why not? I actually go to the Net games with my buddies here.
I go to Yankee games
with my buddies here.
You're making it worse,
enjoy the sport.
I'm trying to get you off the hook here, Pete. Thanks for the call. I'm trying to give you a chance to spit the bit. And he's just sucking it down even more. Now he's telling us he's going to Net games, Petey. Pete. What do you want me to say? I think what I'm going to say is with Peter, based on the way he went into how he was introduced to sports. I'm going to give him something I really don't do almost ever. I'm going to give him a pass.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.